When I was an army padre, one of the responsibilities of army padres was to run what were called padre's hours. And basically the soldiers came to the padre, and the idea was that we would look at the moral and the ethical ideas that lay behind being a soldier, so that you'd have things like rules of engagement or the Geneva Convention. But actually that wasn't the really main part of it at all. It was an introduction to them being relaxed and in a safe place where they could bring up anything that they really had on their minds, moral or ethical or personal, relationships issues, all sorts of things. And it gave them the opportunity, in a safe place, to actually talk things out together. But as I say, to introduce these things, we would often use, films. There was a great catalogue of films that we could book and use about the Geneva Convention and all sorts of things. And I would often get films from the library just to check to see if there was anything in them that I could use. And one day I found in the library the catalogue describing this film as being deliberately produced by the BBC to appeal to young people. And soldiers are young people, and I thought, well, this might work. And it had presenting it somebody from Top of the Pops, which I thought, this definitely will work. And so I got it and had a private viewing of it. And it was about Psalm 8, which we've just shared. And what it did was to show how an embryo, not exactly was formed, but the forming of an embryo and how it developed and became a child. And it followed through the development of a child right the way through until this child becomes an athlete and wins a world record. And I thought, this is really rather good. I did actually try it with the soldiers. It went down like a lead balloon. But basically, it was a fairly impressive sort of thing. And what it does is it underlines something that's quite extraordinary that the psalmist cottons onto and shares with us. The idea that although we are produced definitely lower than the angels, actually our destiny is to be crowned with glory. We all know our weaknesses. We all know that we are finite creatures. We all know that we are subject to suffering. We all know that we are limited by things about time and space. We all know that we're not perfect and we do horrible things to one another. We all know that in the end we are going to die. It's definitely true that from our perspective of ourselves, we ain't anywhere near angels. And yet, at the same time, there is the psalmist's promise, really, and it's very much picked up by Jesus, that actually our destiny is something much greater than that, to be crowned with glory, in a sense even higher than the angels. So, if you take just that little message from the psalm, we are both small and magnificent at the same time. We are fragile, and yet at the same time we are eternal. We are actually part of a divine plan, which picks up all the other elements of the readings that we've had today. How God creates the world and gives a destiny to man that is above all of the other parts of the creation. And so this sense of destiny is there right from the very beginning, right from the creation of the world and the creation of mankind. We are destined to be crowned with glory. But that doesn't come without its challenges. And we all know the challenges that we have to go through on our journey towards our destiny. We also know that we can't achieve our destiny unless we walk with God and put our trust in God. In a way, this isn't exactly on the point of what I'm trying to share in these few moments. But I do remember seeing a family video released by the royal family when the Queen and Prince Philip were young parents. And they're just relaxing on the grass, and beside them playing is Charles and Anne. And just a small moment of the video focuses on the Queen's face. And you can see not only all of the bodily expressions of a young mum who totally adores her children, but also that hint in her eye of a sort of a sadness, a sort of a weariness. Because she knows that these little children who are there in front of her have actually got a lot of burdens ahead of them because of their duties in public life. For most of us, we haven't had to do that. We haven't had to look at our children and think, but my goodness, this is going to happen. For some of us, that might have been a responsibility. And yet, for there in that royal family, there is that sense that the destiny is not going to be achieved without a lot of challenging situations that come along with it. I rather felt that when I was watching the video that Kate and William produced recently, which showed that just as this happy, loving, normal family. And you think to yourself, you know, gosh, I wish that they could actually have this kind of life, and that it would be what all of us have been able to enjoy without getting tangled up with all of the affairs of state. But actually, truthfully, even while we watch the video, we know that that's not the case. We know that Kate has got her own challenges in terms of health. We know that the whole family have got burdens to bear because they're part of the royal family, part of the institution of our state, with all sorts of duties. Yes, in a physical sense, there will be crowns of glory. But in that emotional and spiritual sense, it's going to be so much harder for them. A lot of this I was thinking about when we saw some recent reports on the sycamore gap tree. Wasn't it a wonderful tree in its setting, you know? If an artist had invented that, you'd think to yourself, gosh, that was clever. And there it was, you know, this perfectly shaped sycamore tree, perfectly outlined by the hills, by Hadrian's Wall. And some of the best views of it at night, with all the stars scudding by behind it. A little statue of perfection. And it's not surprising that it became almost a sacred space to people. People would come there to get engaged. Or they would come there at important moments of their lives. And then that terribly sad moment when it's cut down. And there's a sense in which we could all wallow in despair because of it. But the report just recently, I hope you saw it, was that people had rescued so many parts of that sycamore tree. They've set up a visitor centre where you can actually go in and touch the trunk of the tree. They've got leaves which, with interactive things, the children can colour at different times of year. They've got all sorts of things, but the best bit is they rescued seeds from the sycamore tree. And there are now about 4 dozen saplings which are taller than human beings. That would be wonderful if we didn't go any further. But because of this sense in which destiny is part of what it is to be human, the clever people realized that destiny was in their hands. And so what they're going to do with those sycamore saplings is they're going to spread them all round the country. And they're going to give them to people who've got special reasons for commemorating with these sycamore trees. And one of them is a little boy, a really amazing little boy with so much character, who died of cancer. And he had a favourite place, absolutely the right place for the sycamore tree to be. And so that sapling is going to go in that place. And because it's come from that original sycamore tree, hopefully it will grow up with the same shape. And it will be a majestic presence. But you no longer have to go to Hadrian's Wall to see these. These are going to be dotted all around the country. We're born lower than the angels. But our destiny is to be crowned with glory. In so many little ways, whether it's talking about sycamore trees, or in much more relevant ways, which is thinking about ourselves and our lives and our families and this congregation, the potential here to reach out and touch the destiny that God has invited us to achieve is there in front of us all the time. As you walk through the churchyard, as you walk through the village, as you share a conversation, as you share a hug, there is the potential there to escape from the limitations of who we are and to touch base with our destiny, which is to be crowned with glory. Amen.